Welcome to Praise God. I'm Arrested and Free with your host, Julianne Harris, a show based on the Word of God and the promises of God's undying love for you. Now your host and the sheriff's daughter, Julianne Harris.
Hello and good morning once again, folks. This is Julianne Harris, and it is July 14th in the year of our Lord, 2019. And praise God, I'm arrested and free. I'm arrested by God's goodness, His grace, His love, and His mercy. And I've been set free from anxiety, fear, pain, discontentment, and all the negative things that happen to us in life. I have been set free from. And a special shout out to my dad in northeastern Montana, who is a sheriff there. So yes, I am a sheriff's daughter. That used to be the name of my show, is Arrested and Free with the Sheriff's Daughter. So praise God for you. I'm so glad you're tuning in, because I have amazing things to share with you today. It is stuff that will change your life if you start thinking about it and believing it. I've been talking now for a while about believing that you are right with God. Once you believe you are right with God, your life will be radically changed, folks. It's called effortless change. You know, there's a teaching out there by Andrew Womack, and it is called effortless change. And I used to hear him talk about that and saying that it's not, you don't have to white knuckle it. You cannot live the Christian life in of yourself. And I used to think, this is what he would say. He would say, you know, it's just effortless change. It's like effortless change once you start believing right. And I would sit there and I would look at him and I'd think, dude, you don't even know. You don't know the stuff that I've done. I disqualified myself in every area that I could. And that's what I feel like some of you are doing. So yes, you, whoever's sitting there going, yeah, but you don't know what I've done. You know what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you've done, because if you've believed on Jesus, if you have not believed on Jesus, then you can just go on with your bad self. And I am speaking to those of you that have believed on Jesus, but yet feel like you live a life of torment, feel like you can't live to the level where you know you feel like you should be living. And I'm here to tell you that it can be effortless. How can it be effortless? Is by believing correctly. By believing that God is for you. He's not against you. He's not mad at you. You are right with God only because you've believed on Jesus. And once you do that, you are right with God. You know, last week I spoke about Romans chapter 4, verse 20 through 22, and it says, he staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. That was talking about Abraham, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform, and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. When you believe God, you are right with God. When you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that God sent him to earth as a man to die on the cross for your sins, and he took all the punishment of your sins into his body, and then God raised him from the dead on the third day. When you believe that and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, you are saved. You are right with God. It's imputed to you for righteousness. You are right with God. Let me say that again. You are right with God. Hallelujah. That is such good news, folks, and it will change your life if you believe it. We always have such trouble believing things, especially, you know, believing that you're valued, that God, if you would have been the only person on earth, God still would have sent his son to die just for you. That's how valuable you are to God. And a lot of you, because I've been there, done that, a lot of you are living a life like you're a piece of trash, and you're not. You are specifically designed by the creator of the universe. Get this. Nobody else in the whole world has the same color of hair that you have. Do you understand that? Nobody else in the whole world has the same DNA as you do. I would say that you're pretty special. You're valued, and God loves you so much that he sent his son to die for you. And a lot of us do not see ourselves that way. We don't even think about it, number one. And if we do, we treat ourselves like we're trash. And if you're arguing with me, then let's take a look at how you're living. You know, that's the thing. I used to think that's what life was about, right? You work all week so that you can get plowed on Friday night and then be hungover on Saturday. And all this endless cycle that we go through, and you were created for more. I thought that that was fun. And it wasn't until I started learning these things, believing these things, and then sharing it with other people that I realized that there's no drug or alcohol that will give you the high that you get when you're doing what God has created you to do. God has created you for a purpose, and He has given you talents and desires to fulfill that purpose. Nobody else can fulfill the purpose that God has given you. That is good news, folks, but you're not thinking about it. You're not believing it. And so we just can ho-hum through life, living broke and just a broke joke in every area of our life. And God sent Jesus to die so that you could have so much more. So you got to believe it. And I'm going to keep going on because there are so many promises in the Word of God for the man that is a righteous man. And if you've believed on Jesus, you are righteous. You are right with God, and these promises come with it. I started last week. I only got through one verse last week because that's just how it went. But it was, the blessing of the Lord is upon your house. Look, it has nothing to do with how you act. Now, it does have a lot to do with how you live, because there's consequences to how you live, right? So if you have a gambling problem and you go out and you gamble your whole paycheck away, does that mean that God's blessing is not on your house? No. If you believed on Jesus, God's blessing's on your house. But there's consequences to gambling away your entire paycheck. Guess what? You're not going to have money for food. You're not going to have money for rent. That's a consequence. That is not God doing it to you. But once you start understanding that, wow, God's blessing is upon me, then the next thing you know is you're going to go, why would I want to go spend my entire paycheck in some machine at some casino? Man, that is good news. And it's the same way with drugs. It's the same way with alcohol. It's the same way with, you know, if you're going to go rob a bank, you're going to get thrown in jail when you get caught. Period. That's a consequence. Is that God doing it to you? No, that's a consequence of your action. But once you realize that God loves you, even in spite of you robbing a bank, then guess what? You're going to go, you know what? I don't think God created me to rob a bank. And so the next step that comes is that effortless change is you'll just go, why would I want to rob a bank? Why would I want to go spend my whole paycheck in a machine? Why would I want to go get trashed and say things and do things that I would normally never do just to feel like poo the next morning? Why would I want to do that? You see what I'm saying? You believe right, you live right. And I'm here to tell you, religion has done it backwards. They said, you live right, and then you're right with God. No, you start understanding that you're right with God, that the blessing of the Lord is upon your house, and you will start to live right. Believe me, folks, this is the huge thing that changed my life, and it can change yours too if you start believing it. So I went through what the blessing of the Lord is. The blessing of the Lord has no respecter of person. If you believe on Jesus, the blessing of the Lord is upon your house, period. And, you know, I asked you to let me know what blessings is in your house. It's every area of your life. Your money is blessed. Your health is blessed. Your relationships are blessed. Everything you can possibly imagine. Your work is blessed. It's all, that is the blessing of the Lord that is upon your house simply by believing on Jesus. Simply by appropriating your faith, by believing on Jesus. You're saved by grace through faith. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. You're saved by grace through faith. Put your faith out there, folks. Believe. Faith is nothing but your positive response to what God has already done by grace, and that is Jesus. So the blessing of the Lord is upon your house. Hallelujah. So let me move on to another promise. So like I say, this is Bible in basic English because it makes it a lot easier to understand. So in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18, here is our next promise. My way is like the light of early morning, getting brighter and brighter till the full day. Wow. Let me read that again. My way is like the light of early morning, getting brighter and brighter till the full day. Let's talk about that. Let's just imagine what it's like, you know, when the sun starts coming up, you know, and it's like that twilight, and then it starts getting brighter and brighter. And how many of you know, by the time it's full day, when that sun is like intense upon you, that's the brightest part of the day, the fullness of the day. And it says, my way is just like that. My way, the path that I'm walking, is just like the early morning getting brighter and brighter till the full day. You guys, I'm experiencing this in my life. I can't even explain to you. It's like my life is just getting better and better and better. And does it have anything to do with me? No. It has everything to do with me believing that the blessing of the Lord is upon my house. It has everything to do with my expectation. You see, everything that I've explained to you about righteousness up until this point, if you can grab hold of it and if you can believe it like I did, you'll start seeing this in your life to where it's just sometimes, honestly, folks, I have to sit back and I just laugh because there's no explanation as to why I'm so blessed. As to why there's so much favor on my life, there's no way to explain it other than giving glory to God. It is just simply because I believe that the goodness of God is in my life. I believe that the blessing of the Lord is upon my house. Here's an example. So a couple of weeks ago, we had a director's conference. So I work at Caris Bible College, and the department that I work in handles all of the stateside and international extension schools that we have with Caris Bible College. So we have all these directors come in once a year, and it's such an honor to be around these men and women of God who are discipling people, who are sharing these truths that I'm sharing with you to their schools, to these students, and watching lives be transformed, just like mine was transformed by Caris Bible College. And I'm going to throw out right here that if you have an inkling of wanting to know more, wanting to go deeper with the things that I am sharing with you, Caris Bible College is the way to go. And there's so many different ways you can do it. And you're thinking, well, I can't go to Bible school. Well, guess what? I can give you Bible school on an iPad. That's kind of my specialty right now. So anyways, you can find carisbiblecollege.org is how you can find out more information. But either way, we're meeting with these amazing directors. And I'm telling you what, it's like being in a room full of these amazing men and women of God. Are they all perfect? No, they're human. And me helping them know how human they are, but yet they're answering the call of God on their life. They are taking these truths that have changed their life and they're sowing it into people, just like I'm trying to do right now as you listen to me. So they're here for the whole week and we have this conference going on. And right before the conference starts, somebody asked me to be the MC of this conference. And I'm thinking, okay, because yeah, I think that's pretty awesome. You know, part of me is like, well, who am I to stand before these amazing men and women of God and MC this conference? I mean, we're like talking, I'm introducing the big boys of faith. I'm introducing Andrew Womack to come up on the stage to share something with these directors, you know, like, who am I? But here's the thing. It's the blessing of the Lord on my house. It's my expectation of good coming from God. And that is how this stuff is happening, folks. And it is a whirlwind. And hey, if you're not able to listen to the rest of this message, please send me a text message at 970-919-0459. I can send you the link to this episode. Otherwise, you can find it posted on Arrested and Free on Facebook or my ministry website at Julie's Ministry. Ministry.org. So I had the whole week of being the MC for no other reason other than it's the blessing and favor of God on my life. And look, just like it says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18, my way is like the light of early morning, getting brighter and brighter till the full day. That is my expectation. And that can be your expectation. If you understand and you believe, you will see fruit grow in your life. You will understand and you'll believe that God is for you and not against you. And that's what I'm here to tell you. I'm telling you, somebody out there listening right now is feeling down, is feeling broken, is feeling beaten, and yet you've believed on Jesus and you're trying to figure out where is the disconnect. I'm here to tell you the disconnect is you need to understand and believe that God loves you, that God is for you. This difficult stuff in your life is not from God. Do I never have anything bad happen to me in life? No. But it's getting less and less, and I don't know if it's actually getting less or if I'm just not even paying attention to it. You know, whatever you focus your attention upon, that's what becomes big and real. And what I've been focusing my attention on now for the last 5 years is the goodness of God in my life. And it just gets better and better. I'm telling you, I was just telling my mom the other day, like, I'm overwhelmed by how good God is in my life. And look what happens. I get this honor to MC this conference, and I get to pray over these directors and, you know, help the conference go smoothly by introducing people. And what an honor that is. You may not think that's a big deal, but guess what? That's a desire in my heart that God placed in me for a reason. And now he's bringing it to pass. You know, just like it says about Abraham and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. It's just that simple. So your way is like the light. I want you to know your way is like the light of early morning, getting brighter and brighter till the full day. That is my life. And that is what I'm expecting. And that's what I'm seeing. It's just that simple, folks. So let me go on to the next one. It says in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 2, I am saved from death. Do you understand that because you believe on Jesus, you are actually saved from death? This is twofold in my mind. You're saved from death here on earth. You're saved from death in your finances, death in your relationships, death in your job. You are saved from that if you believe it, because you have the blessing of the Lord upon your house. You have the favor of God on your life. You are saved from death. But you know, a lot of you are saying, well, yeah, but I'm going to die. Yeah, but did you know that you are saved from a miserable, painful death? Do you know that you are one heartbeat away from entering? Hold on, let me explain the caveat here. If you have not believed on Jesus, you will experience death, a painful, miserable death. But if you have believed on Jesus, you are literally one heartbeat away from stepping into the presence of pure love. You know, when people pass away in our lives, we grieve for them. We miss them. And I've experienced a lot of death in my life, death of loved ones. But you know what? Here's the thing. Knowing that they've believed on Jesus, I know that they are in the presence of pure love, and you're only one heartbeat away from it. Your heart stops. You are in love. You are in heaven. You are in the presence of Jesus, who is love. You're in the presence of God. That's not experiencing death, folks. Jesus experienced death so that you can just be about one heartbeat away from pure ecstasy, honestly. It really is, you know, so I'm not saying that we shouldn't, what's the word I'm looking for? We shouldn't mourn for people, but we shouldn't mourn for them like people that don't know Jesus, because they've just entered into an amazing world, a world of love and peace and joy. And it says, I am saved from death. So not only death here on earth, I am saved from every negative thing. That's how I can say I'm set free from all the negative things in life. I am saved from death. And that is a promise you have simply because you believe on Jesus. Simply because you are right with God. You are saved from death. Let me go on to the next one. So the Lord will not let me be in need of food. Chapter 10, verse 3 of Proverbs says, the Lord will not let me be in need of food. Now, some of you might think, now that is silly. No, it's not silly, because let me explain to you where I was at one point in my life. So being a born-again believer, living a roller coaster ride of sin and condemnation and guilt and sickness and death in all these areas because I believed wrong. It wasn't because of because of how I was living, I had consequences to that, right? But let me tell you, I was so broke that it's just shameful to say. I mean, like ramen noodles was the meal, you know, that was like a perk. And so this promise where it says, the Lord will not let me be in need of food. You know, that's a reality. That was a reality to me because, you know, there would be times where until I would get paid, I mean, I'm eating anything and everything I can get my hands on, you know, and I had a coworker, my friend Mary, she would buy me food, you know, and that money was being ill spent. The money I was making was being spent on drugs and rent because my ex, when he made money, we'd party it up. And so, you know, it was consequences of my actions. But here's what I'm here to tell you. Understanding that I'm right with God now lets me know that the Lord will not let me be in need of food. That is a promise for somebody out there. Somebody out there has believed on Jesus, and maybe you're struggling to make ends meet. Maybe you're struggling to have food at the end of your pay period, right? So I'm here to tell you that start believing. God's blessing is upon your household. Your way is getting brighter, just like the day until the full day of light, right? And you are not ever going to have to be in need of food. Start believing it, folks. Start expecting it, and you'll start seeing it in your life. So I'm going to leave you with a scripture today, and that's the scripture I'm going to leave with you, because it's not just physical food. It's every food that we need, because how many of you know that we need spiritual food? Not that our spirit needs to grow, because our spirit is perfect when we get born again, but we need food for our soul. We need things to put our mind at ease, and guess what? You have a Bible full of these promises. And that is food for your soul. That's food for your mind, your will, your emotions, so that you can be fat and sassy. I want to be fat and sassy in my mind, not in my body. Hallelujah. So I'm coming to a close. That's the scripture that I'm leaving with you today. It's Proverbs chapter 10, verse 3. The Lord will not let me be in need of food. And I have a question for you. I want to hear about the blessing of God in your life, just like I did last week. I want to hear about it. I want to hear about what blessings are in your life. I want to hear about how you've been saved from death in whatever area in your life. Maybe it was actual physical death, or maybe it's just God saving you from a financial crisis. Maybe it's God saving you from losing your job. Maybe, you know, whatever it is, I want to hear from you. So please give me a call at 970-919-0459 or send me a text message telling me that. Otherwise, you can send me a message on Facebook at Arrested and Free or my ministry website, which is juliesministry.org. And you know what? I want you guys to have a blessed, blessed week. And I don't want you to forget to tune in next Sunday at 6:30 a.m. here on KRDO News Radio. And listen to me. I come directly after Focus on the Family. So tune in next week and have a blessed week in the meantime. Bye.
I know you are the the world's so beautiful. I know.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
Hi, I'm Julianne Harris with Praise God, I'm Arrested and Free here on KRDO on Sundays at 6:30 a.m. Did you know that there are amazing churches here in Colorado Springs? And I have the honor of interviewing some pastors from one of those amazing churches. So tune in this Sunday at 6:30 a.m. here on KRDO News Radio and hear from an amazing man and woman of God. Bye.